Everyone shut up. Now, Aki, can you please say exactly what you said just then?
I've had it. So, turns 18, gets my license, all right? Yeah. I am the man, all right? Everybody, look at me. I have a car. I can drive it. Have my license for all of 45 minutes, and I lost 14 points. 14 points.
It doesn't even get any less funnier the second time I hear it.
You get all 5 points, all right? Five. So, yeah. I was negative 9. Honestly, they should just put me in jail. I said, you know what, mate? You don't deserve to be with the rest of us. You're an absolute idiot.
Well, I think...
You're a monster. How did you lose that many points?
Aki gets a bonus point for this thing for getting so many
points. We'll pay it. That's, Wait, exactly. How did you lose 14 points?
So I lost...
He was reversing down the freeway, drinking a smoothie.
I lost 10...
In one go,
on the side of the road, like they didn't even have to process anything. They said, "Mate, look, here's the deal. You lost 10 points." I'm like, "Oh, that sucks. That sucks hard." That was for drink driving. Stupidly. So there goes a year.
I just got my license. I better go to the bottle.
Get pissed to celebrate.
Drive all the lads home. Exactly. The worst part is I already drove someone home. So we were at the party, and I was like, "I've only had like 36 beers, I'll be fine." Drive someone home, drive back to the party, discover another 36 beers, get in the car, I'm like, "All right, guys, let's go to 7-Eleven. Pull out, do a skid, my mate beeps the horn, and there's just a cop sitting there. And I'm like, "This is how it ends." And I lost 2 points, and then 5 minutes later, 2 points for speeding on the Hume on the way to Chuka. About a month later. So in a month's time, I lost 14.
Gee whiz, that is a life lesson learned the hard way. What a way to start episode 50, eh?
I actually got pulled over once when I had an SS Ute, and I had the hard top. I had the hard top on the back, and I had 14 people crammed in under the hard top. And because we were going from a party just around the corner to another party, and everyone just crammed in there, and I shut the hard top, and I got pulled over because my Ute was too low. And I told him I was going to put the standard spring brake. It was only too low because there was 14 big idiots crammed in under the Ute. And I couldn't believe when we got pulled over, because as I'm driving along the side, I'm like, "Oh, I was expecting one of my idiot mates to stand up and lift it up." But everyone just stayed there and shut up. And
that's awesome.
So close to getting
out the window. Information like with practice.
You do realise it's people like you that make Donald Trump need to build a wall, right?
Exactly. I wish I had the, if they had to get out, I wish I had the soundtrack for like the clown music. So I could just crank it. As they're all getting out. Yeah. So anyway, here we are, sad party. This is episode 50.
We made it.
Isn't this high five?
A handful of decades.
Isn't this just magical? So we've got
we've
got Aki and Andy here, and we all have all worked with each other at different stages in our lives. Like me and Mitch worked with Aki, I worked with Andy. This is actually...
Me and Andy never worked together.
Yeah, I know.
I've never worked with Dad in fucking long.
To be honest, me and you went to the same workplace. We never really worked together. No. So, yeah. But it's
agree more.
Really fun. So, I like that we started off with Aki's little story about losing
170
points. Yeah,
it was
quite good,
such a good story.
Yeah.
Only up from here, ladies and gentlemen.
It's good. Being adulting is hard. Adulting is very, very tricky.
It is very hard.
Being a kid, it was quite simple because you do stupid things and the police just call you an idiot, hit you with a bat, and you just go home.
But, well, that was in the 60s when you were growing up there.
For sure. But when once you turn 18, you actually get penalties that actually matter, and it's a bit of a shame.
I think living in the 60s for you guys was like when I went to America, and because it's so hard for anyone like cops in America to book Australians, I got done doing 100 mile an hour, whatever that is, 160 k's in a 105 k an hour zone, which is like 70 or something, is it 70 zone? So 30 miles an hour over.
Yeah.
And the cop pulled me over. He's like, why are you, this is in 2012. And he's like, "Why are you going so fast? Like, what are you doing?" And I'm just like, because when you're away, you just put on the dumbest accent. I'm like, "Oh, sorry, mate. I was just running a bit late for a date." And he's like, oh, mate, don't let me catch you. He's like, don't let me catch you again. I just cracked it out and he's like, do not let me see you again. And yeah, he let me go. And I'm like, oh, Jesus. This is what it must be like for you guys when you guys are 18.
Actually, I had a run in with the Malaysian police. You just reminded me. I nearly got blacklisted.
Were you in Malaysia or were
they
over
here? I was at the airport and they were going to blacklist me and not let me fly home. I was about to get on a flight.
Oh, man.
So we got to the airport. And this is back when I was smoking. We were there for New Year's. So like we got out of our taxi and
Malaysian police
three of us. And we're like, yeah, we'll have a quick cigarette before we go in because you know we're gonna be in airport for a while.
Yeah.
So like I'll have a quick cigarette. And then we see this like soldier looking dude come over and I was just like, oh, he looks important. And he comes over and he explains. This guy didn't, but the guys that was on the other side of the desk that were like fighting us, oh, they had some big ones. Like, I think that guy in the corner has a rocket launcher, so I'm not gonna talk shit about him. So, you know, it's like tells us, you know, he gives the spiel, you can't smoke, rah-rah. We go back to their little, you know, their weird police station they have at the airport.
Yeah.
And they're saying, you know, like, oh, you know, it's illegal to smoke in a non-smoking area. Obviously, I didn't read the sign properly.
Yeah.
I thought you could smoke there. You cannot. And he was saying, you know, the fine is 10,000 ringgit. And then if you convert that...
Ringgit?
Yeah. That's
what their money is, yeah, ringgit.
And that's bet 33.
The fine's 10... Oh, 10 okay. But then the fine's 10,000 ringgit. And you're like, who am I calling to get this 10 grand?
Yeah. Where am I going to find this money? And there was three of us and a girl, and then he said, all right, so you're all going to have to pay $3,000 each. And he said, but, mind you, I'm looking at the guy with the grenade launcher. I'm like, I'm not fucking around. I'll pay you, like, whatever you want, just let me leave.
Was it hanging off the bottom of the rifle, or was it, like...
Yeah, well, he had one in each hand, you know, he's like, I'm not here to mess around. You want to get out that door, you go through
I think
me.
He's playing Duke Nukem. That's
what
I think was happening. And he was sweaty and cut, and his shirt was all ripped, and he had a hemband, and he just was ready to kill.
And if you listen, Mr. Constable Malaysia, whatever your name is, thank you, because he let us off with only paying 300 each because we had a girl with us.
Oh.
And he must have liked the look of her, and he said, well, instead of doing 10,000, do 1,000. Yeah. And that's $300, and I'll like take my money.
1,000, let me just gotta leave the girl there.
Yeah, yeah. Yeah, like, you know,
and we never saw her.
It's been real.
Exactly. Oh, well, that's what she's for. So, anyway. So, here we are. What we might do is, I want to keep talking about Malaysian police and that sort of stuff, but we should probably do the quiz.
Cause oh, wait on.
Might be some sort of thing. Right.
No.
What?
What about Andy getting here?
What about
Andy? The Harley story.
Oh, yeah.
You got to tell us the Harley story.
Something about going halfway to Morwell or something.
Yeah, no, it's not an exciting story, but it's...
There's a guy with a grocket on the show.
No, I've bought myself a Harley.
Oh, yuck.
Oh, nice.
Yeah.
No, that's good. That's
Jack right. At the auctions.
Yeah. Yep.
To flip.
Yep.
Right?
Wait.
Jeez. You should just... Motocross on a Harley.
You should try a dirt bike.
Yeah. Yeah. No, I did that. Too many girls ride them. But no keys.
Oh.
What do you mean?
You don't need
key fob. Not fob because it's to unlock to.
You don't need
security.
What you don't know, it just shows you haven't been around motorbikes much. You don't need keys to start a Harley. You just pull the rope that's on the side of the motor, and that's what's
out of the start. No, that's what I need.
Yeah,
but the rope broke.
Oh, geez, then you need keys. So, yeah.
So I didn't can't get this thing started.
Yeah.
So take it to Harley. Do like no, you got to put the new computer
what
in. You've got to do this and do that. A Road King.
What year?
2009.
Yeah, you, the,
so,
the integrated system.
So,
yeah.
Me being the smart person that I am, rings, this has got Terrell and Harley Davidson written all over it, so I ring them and said, this is the rego of the bike, I know you can't give me the guy's details,
yeah.
But can you forward my details on to him? Oh, mate, we can do that, and I'm thinking, not going to happen. Well, he rings me tonight and goes, I've got the key fob for your bike, but you need to come and get it.
Nice.
So I'm halfway up to Morwell, and rings me and goes, mate, Mrs. has got to go to hospital. I'm not going to do it. So I've had to turn around and go. Hence the reason I wasn't coming here. And then now I am here.
Well,
and you get to be here for episode 50.
He has bought a Harley that still does not run.
Yes.
Yeah.
But it looks awesome when I'm rolling down the street.
Yeah, that's right.
My friends.
Buying a Harley that doesn't run, that's just called buying a Harley.
Anyway,
well, all this talk about Harleys and Malaysia and that sort of stuff, and with the dog drinking water in the background making heaps of noise and that sort of stuff, maybe we should do the quiz.
Easier.
I don't even know if we need to do the quiz.
Let's just call
it after Aki's story about the police. Alright, anyway, number one. Tess Horbrick stars as Sarah in which 2019 Australian TV series?
McLeod's Daughters.
That stopped.
Sarah McLeod.
That stopped a long time. Sarah McLeod was a singer of Super Jesus.
Yes.
Wasn't she?
Andy's yes, a she Super was. Jesus fan.
No, I know Super Jesus.
Yeah.
I know Sarah McLeod.
Do you?
You don't know
if you have her on your phone? Do you call her at home? Like,
she
calls me.
We're on like a, I don't know, call each other once every fortnight or something to see how it's going.
Oh, well, there you go.
When catch you up on a bi-monthly basis.
Bi-monthly.
Mine's bi-dickly.
I don't think it's McLeod's daughters.
What's the name again?
Tess Horbrick stars as Sarah in which 2019 Australian TV series?
Oh, it's the one with Rebecca Gibney as well, and they're on the run.
Gibbo!
Is that the one that attacked the rafters? Is that Rebecca Gibney?
Yeah. I know the one you're talking about. Is it called Wanted or something like that?
Oh, I don't even know what it's called, but I think that's her.
I reckon it's probably that This Is Us TV show.
It's
always This Is Us. Every bloody quiz, anything about Australian TV shows, This Is Us. What do you reckon, Aki?
I'm going to go with 800 words.
800
words.
That's clever.
But I know it's not right, but it's the best guess I have outside
what
of...
What did you say?
I said McLeod's daughters and I'm sticking to it.
It's not right. No, I reckon Darnell would know the answer to that, actually.
It's Bad Mothers.
Oh, really? Wait, a show? That's a movie.
No, that's Bad Mothers.
Yeah.
Oh,
that actually crossed my mind. I thought, that can't be it.
There you go.
Sure enough.
The dog scares Mitch every time it goes through the
hole. No, it just scares.
I see why he's scared. It frightened me.
I always think it's an assailant.
Yeah. It is an assailant.
Why do you have small doors for small people?
Yeah.
That's not safe.
Dog sized door.
The Oompa Loompas.
Yeah. Dog sized door. Number two. Everyone shut up. Number two.
Sorry, the dog just got stuck between the wall. It can walk through windows, but it can't get behind
the
chair.
That dog is not real smart. Seriously.
Oh, man,
but I think the dog would probably do better in the quiz than we would.
The dog just tried to squeeze between Andy and the wall. And sort of like wiggled in.
Yeah.
And then got stuck and then goes, oh. And then
she's really smart, that dog.
Oh, bless ya.
She's tasty though. I'm going to eat this dog. I'm going to eat Jack. You reckon? Number two. How many Summer Olympics gold medals did Johnny Weissmuller win?
Fuck all.
I've never heard of him. He was the original Tarzan.
Was he?
Yeah. Johnny Weissmuller.
Was he really?
Yeah.
Oh, really?
Yeah, he was the original Tarzan.
Well, he might have actually been an athlete. This might be the
Johnny Weissmuller. No, he was. But he was
Brendan
Fraser.
So I know Brendan Fraser.
Yeah.
I know Brendan Fraser only won one for shot put.
What?
Brendan?
What's going on?
It was a discus guy.
So how many Summer Olympics gold medals did he win?
Give us one.
I like that Andy should almost get an extra point just for knowing.
Wait, medals or gold medals?
Gold medals.
I'll say two. I'll go one.
I'll go on one.
I'm going to go with 18.
Let's see. Five. Aki was probably almost the closest.
Yeah. Almost. I was like 13 off.
He's the Michael Phelps of land.
Yeah. Number three. In which South American country could you ride the Curitiba Paranagua train?
Venezuela.
Argentina.
Maroochydore.
Brazil. I'm going to go Brazil. All right. So what did everyone say?
I'm starting to think that Venezuela isn't South America.
No, it is.
Yeah, it is.
Oh, well, I'm going to stick with that.
Venezuela, what did you say?
Argentina.
I said Brazil. Andy said Maroochydore. Andy's really good at geography.
Yeah.
Brazil. Did I say Brazil?
No, I didn't.
You said Brazil.
No.
Or did I say... No, I said Brazil. Jesus.
What was it called?
What?
What was the place called?
The Ding Dong.
The Curitiba Paranagua train. That was a lucky guess on my behalf. All right. Number four.
I think we should deduct points because he might not have said that correctly. It sounded like quite a tough word.
What?
So I think you should...
Curitiba Paranagua.
Don't use it in a sentence.
I have amazing pronunciation.
Can I buy that?
Number four. I'm just looking to make sure we're not going to run out of battery on any of the recording stuff. That's all good. Number four. Which business magnate married Melinda Ann French in 1994? Who's married to Melinda Ann French? You remember that? 1994.
Still married to
her? I don't know. It doesn't say anything about that.
Start the question again. Sorry.
Which business magnate married Melinda Ann French in 1994?
What's the magnate?
Sir Donald Trump.
He's married to her now.
Melania Trump.
Yeah, he was married to her now. He wasn't married to her then.
Trump, is it?
I don't know.
No, that I bet you.
When he got married to her, her name wasn't Trump.
No.
Well, he can't marry to her now.
It might not be Trump now. This is
Trump then.
All right, so okay, I'm gonna say Christopher Skase.
Oh,
was Christopher Skase already sold by 1994? You should know. I keep asking you.
Man, I was born in the 30s, so.
let's see. Bill Gates. There we go.
Oh,
that's right. Bill and Melinda Gates.
How come you didn't let me answer the question? I was going to say Bill Gates.
Oh, okay. All right. Well, Andy, not only
does get rude, man.
Not only does Andy get a point, he should get 2 points for that. All right, number five. If any of you guys don't know this, I'm going to stab you in the eye with this pen.
Awesome.
221B Baker Street is the address of which well-known fictional character?
If you stab me in the eye with that pen...
Yeah.
I don't think there'll be an episode 51.
I'll re-naked choke you till you pass out and die.
Well, that's a you guys should know it. 221B Baker Street is the address of which well-known fictional character?
I only know the song Baker Street.
I've got. I only know a video kicking around.
To Wally Beware, Sydney.
I was really hoping that was going to be
the song Baker Street. You know,
I don't know my own fucking address.
The saxophone section in Baker Street.
Yeah.
We got a video of a mate of mine laying on his back, holding the straw from a Prima when he's drunk, playing the saxophone with the Prima straw to that saxophone section.
Man, I live in Pioneer Bay and I've lived there for 10 months now.
Yeah.
I still don't know the postcode. So how the freaking hell am I going
to Pioneer Bay doesn't have a postcode.
No, you're right.
Yeah. It's just the letter P with a smiley face in
it. P smiley face.
I can't order anything online because it doesn't work in the postcode.
Exactly. The postman just chucks everyone's mail in a box in the middle of the town and then everyone just has to go sift through it.
So it's like a lost and found box.
Yeah, that guy that waddles around like here in the fryer. Where are the people?
Where I live.
Get your bills.
Literally, like, I live in such a 1992... It's like town.
Yeah.
It's literally like going back to town. Everywhere's dirt. Everything like that. Dirt. Man, there's like awesome a cabinet. Marriage. There's a cabinet just like on the nature strip of one of the houses that just says free books and it is a library. It's like full of books. You just get a book out of it.
It's a catch-22 because no one in Pioneer Bay can read. So.
Yeah, I mean, that's why they're so safe. It's free books. No one knows what that is.
Everyone's like, oh, it's all these doorstops that are here.
Yeah, what's to go with a little firewood there now for free?
Anyway. So, 221B Baker Street is the address of which well-known fictional character? None of you guys know?
It's not Postman Pat and his black and white cat.
It's not Postman Pat. And it's not him or his black and white cat.
Doctor Strange.
Probably Mr. Bean.
You're actually on the right track there, but... It's
not. It is... What's the guy? Doctor Who?
It's not Doctor Who. Sherlock Holmes. That's Sherlock Holmes.
Sherlock Holmes? I thought Sherlock Holmes is real.
Sorry, I'm not gay.
Because I was thinking Sherlock Holmes, but I'm like, nah, he's a real person.
Yeah, that documentary with Robert Downey Jr.
Yeah.
Number six. What make and model of car did Fabian Coulthard drive in the 2019 Adelaide 500?
Make and model of car?
Yeah. Did Fabian Coulthard drive?
Oh, Ford Mustang.
Did he drive a Ford Mustang?
Yeah.
Hang in, what, where, where?
2019 Adelaide 500. Fabian Coulthard.
Yeah, the new Ford Mustang. Of the Mustangs.
I wouldn't have known that.
But actually, no, if you were to put one of those Ford Mustangs next to a normal road manufactured Ford Mustang, they're a different shape. They're a completely different chassis.
Oh, here we go. I bet you.
Did you know that? I think it's very interesting, actually, that they would be completely different.
Yeah. There you go.
But I think Ford Mustang would probably be the correct answer.
All right.
For the Shell V-Power team.
I wouldn't have known that, so let's have a look.
Correct.
Ford Mustang. There we go. All right, so all you pricks got it except for me. So
we get to stab you in the eye with the pen now.
Nah, no way. You're going to fight me for it. Number seven. Which capital city has a skyscraper known as the Leadenhall Building?
Germany.
I don't know Leadenhall in Germany.
Leadenhall is how it's pronounced.
Idiot.
It's not actually spelled like any weird German way.
Oh, is it?
Leadenhall.
Sydney.
I'm going to say...
West Penrith.
Well, it's got to be a capital.
Parramatta.
Yeah, Parramatta and West Penrith, the capitals. So I'm going to say New York.
Is it a city?
Capital city, yeah.
Of what? Of a...
It doesn't
that's,
say.
That's the question.
We're not going to tell you that.
Which capital,
does it say what country or not?
No, it says which capital city has a skyscraper known as the Leadenhall Building?
I'm going to go with Belgium.
Yeah.
Is that a capital city?
Yeah. Brussels.
Is Belgium the country?
Yeah.
I withdraw my answer. It's definitely not Brussels.
I'm
going to Perth.
I'm going New York. What did you say?
Sydney.
Sydney. All right, let's see. London.
Close enough.
None of us chose right good there. All right, number eight. Famous artist Wassily Kandinsky was born during which century?
16th.
18th.
Yeah.
I'm going to say 18th. 17th. So 16th, 18th, and 17th. 19th century.
God damn it.
You think with this many people doing it, making wild guesses.
We might be able to get one correct, but still, alas.
All right, number nine. True or false? The Fed Cup was launched in the 1920s.
Getting back to art, I think the best art that I've seen is Biomax.
Yeah, no, that was Wes.
Sad Party.
That
was Wes. Wes. Where's the Sad Party?
I saw through that.
Is that
That's awesome. It looks like Terrence and Phillip.
Yeah, Terrence.
They've beady little eyes and their flip top heads.
Like how Mitch is, I'm going to assume that's a picture of Mitch and Dale.
Well, it actually
Mitch is
wasn't.
Just legs and a head.
It actually wasn't, but funnily enough, it actually
very
looks,
close.
It looks
very
a lot
accurate.
Like our stupid Sad Party logo. And
you're wearing pants as well. He's figured it out.
Yeah, like it looks heaps like our Sad Party logo. Like you look at that and that. I'll hold this up to the camera.
Is that where he got it from, though?
I don't know. That and you can't even see it. Yeah, that one there. It's a lot like it. So,
how old's Wes?
Three.
Can he take a selfie?
No.
He deserves a million followers.
He takes a lot of selfies. So what are you doing?
I'm going to find out for 50.
Oh.
Ooh.
That's pretty fancy. Yeah. All right, 50. So anyway.
Let's spell 50 with a...
F-I-D-D.
With a P-H. 50.
P-H-I-D-D-I-E.
50.
True fitting. All right, so true or false, the Fed Cup was launched in the 1920s. I'm going to say false.
Correct.
And he's going true. Oh, he's actually going correct. In a true or false, he's gone for correct.
Yeah.
So
no matter what it is, I'm correct.
False.
See, I told you I was correct.
Jesus Christ.
I'm basing that off the fact that I think it sounds too long ago for there to be a federation. I know it doesn't line up, but in my head it does.
That's fair enough. You justify your answer however you like, as long as it's right.
And
it doesn't matter.
It's not because everyone else
said
it.
Sometimes me and Mitch justify things in the most abstract ways, just to justify guessing correctly.
Yeah, just to make it worthwhile.
Exactly. Number 10. Who succeeded Julia Gillard as Deputy Prime Minister of Australia in 2010?
Who gave her the old knife? I reckon it was Tony Abbott.
Tony Abbott. You're thinking of Gary Abbott.
Tony Abbott.
Yeah, Tony Abbott. Tony Abbott. Tony Abbott.
Tony Abbott.
Yeah, exactly. All right, so you said Tony Abbott.
Who knifed Julza?
Yeah.
In the Parliament
House.
When
she fell over on the news?
Huh?
When Julia Gillard fell over?
I don't remember that, but I like
you
it.
You don't remember? She just binned it. She was walking.
Wait.
Cardi.
Can I ask a question?
Yeah, I'll
yeah.
How
yeah.
old is it before it becomes... like sad that an old person fell over. Like, how old does Julia Gillard have to get before it's not funny that she falls
like,
over?
I feel bad if you fell over.
I feel like if someone falls over in their 40s and 50s, you laugh. I think if they fall over in their 60s and 70s,
like,
it gets a bit sad.
Yeah.
They fall over in their 80s or 90s, it's hilarious.
Yeah.
So,
well,
yeah.
It was
probably the last time
the guy fell over on the concrete.
What was that?
When I was sitting at the lights at the Stanford Hotel, the old bloke coming across with his walking stick and fell over face first into the gravel. It was not funny, but the bloke in his pee plate sitting at the front was pissing himself. No one got up to help him, but he was pissing himself.
Did you take the old guy's wallet?
No, he didn't.
Do you remember when
He tried, he checked for one.
Do you remember when Julia Gillard used to be the lead singer?
Do you remember
Julia Gillard used to be the lead singer at Garbage? You remember that, don't you?
Oh, no.
Yeah, she was the lead singer at Garbage, and she got older and got into politics.
Yeah.
So we're all going Tony Abbott. Wayne Swan.
Right. Huh? Sorry, that was a bit loud.
Deputy Prime Minister. Deputy Prime Minister, is that like backup Prime Minister?
I think that's the...
Third in line.
I've never heard of Wayne Swan.
Haven't you?
Sounds to be the treasurer.
Wayne Swan.
There you go.
Oh, there you go. Did he?
Hey.
Apparently.
It's educational.
Yeah. All right. Number 11. What is the fourth line of the most common version of Humpty Dumpty? All the king. Couldn't put Humpty together again.
Humpty
Dumpty. Sat on a wall.
Humpty Dumpty had a great
fall.
All the king's horses and all the king's men.
Didn't really care because he was only an egg.
Couldn't put Humpty down. Couldn't put Humpty together again.
Fourth line.
Couldn't put him into an omelette.
Yeah. Fried him up to the hot day.
They didn't eat the eggs because they're a weirdo like Mitch that only eats avocado.
No.
Cook that motherfucker again.
I'm going to say couldn't put Humpty together again.
Or is also a chicken, period.
Yeah, exactly.
With a hat on.
Have you ever cracked an egg with two yolks in it before?
The double yolk.
One time I cracked an egg and there was...
Can I just give you...
Like, not a yolk, but like
a whole chicken. Bird.
Yeah, but it wasn't alive.
I'm sure it was an egg you cracked and it wasn't a shopping bag.
I just grabbed the chicken and threw it on the stove.
Sometimes you crack a shopping bag and there's a whole chicken inside it.
Or you have a bag that says pet stock on it and then you crack that on the ground. But double yolkers, they're not that rare.
They're not that rare. I reckon I've had one, and I've been alive a few years.
You haven't been alive that many years.
22.
What eggs are you? You're probably getting two fancy eggs. You gotta get the home brand.
You gotta get the caged ones.
Caged.
Violent eggs. No, I get the ones that Mum put in the fridge.
That's
the eggs. I always get free range eggs, but I prefer caged bacon. Caged bacon. Caged bacon. Yeah.
You can taste the stress.
Exactly. Yeah. I like it when you cook it. You can hear the remnants of screaming.
Yeah. So, exactly.
Shout out to all our vegan protested listeners as well.
Yeah, they're doing great. Stay off the roads.
All right. So the roads. Aki's drunk and doing
again.
Oh yeah, just a real quick one as well. We just got a message from Thrifty Car Rentals. They want their vans back.
All right. So fourth line, I think it's couldn't put Humpty together again.
Yeah.
Let's see. Couldn't put Humpty together again. Yeah. There we go. I think we all got that.
Yeah.
We all preferred to just come up with different versions of it, but we all did know that. All right, number 12. The 1974 novel Dusklands is the debut novel by which South African-born author?
Who's the guy that did District 9?
The Prom.
Denzel Washington.
I will not shoot the Prom.
I'm not sure.
Oh, these kiffers, they have to come over here. They're always trying to take my food.
I actually don't know this one.
You didn't happen to get my newest, latest book?
This is almost as bad as Irish Mike.
I'm enjoying it.
It's not the...
What's the book called?
Dusklands.
It's not the travel agent from Lethal Weapon. Getting Glover wants to go to South Africa and he says, but you're black. No, not him.
Have you not heard that?
I don't think it's the travel agent from... I don't think it's the travel agent from Lethal Weapon.
Sure.
Don't think it's the guy who wrote
District 9. Have you not read my new book, Dusklands?
No,
Is it Nelson Mandela?
It could be Nelson Mandela.
Who is Nelson Mandela?
Is he South African? He looks pretty regular African.
Let me have a look.
Nelson Mandela?
He looks regular
African. J.M. Coetzee.
Did you hear that?
Yeah.
Doesn't even know that Nelson Mandela is South African.
Yeah, he's South African.
South African, isn't
he? Yeah.
Along with Sean Pollock.
It's J.M.
A.B. de Villiers.
Oh, God, he can swing a bat.
John D. Rhodes.
Are you talking cricket?
He's unbelievable with the batsman.
I have no idea what's going on.
What about with him, brother? Round the wave.
These old people here are talking about things that we don't understand, Aki.
Sean Pollock with the new ball, unplayable.
Is that cricket? It must be cricket because I don't know what's going on. All right, so none of us knew J.M. Coetzee, but let's see how we went with that one.
J.M. Coetzee.
It's getting stranger.
Andy got...
I wouldn't say it's getting stranger. Inaccurate, it's just strange.
Andy got three.
We're getting deep into
detail. I got four. Aki got three.
Mitch
got... three. So I won that one. About bloody time I won.
Oh, do you want a medal?
I do, actually.
You are an Alex Jones dead ringer, you are. In your NASA shirt. And your large wombat body.
Shaped like a wombat. This has been
fun. There's lizard people.
That episode of Joe Rogan with Alex Jones, that was fantastic.
Made me so happy.
He's talking about people eating babies.
They're eating our babies. They're harvesting our organs.
It was so different. Well, I don't know. This has been fun. Just because it was the 50th episode doesn't mean we actually did any better in the quiz. But
no, it didn't really go any better. It wasn't any more entertaining.
No, it was just...
Well, it ranks inside the top 50.
Barely. Yeah. Just scrapes in. Yeah. Just scrapes in. Well, oh, that's been fun.
What do you reckon, boys? Did you have fun?
Well, that'd have to be an easier quiz. Like, is there like a
Herald Sun quiz for dummies?
Exactly. That's
we've
what
asked
we need.
The question. We sent emails.
I'll go get one of the quizzes from like one of my kids' books or something like that.
Yeah. I must say it is quite fun though when you just
it's good, isn't it?
To get like a quiz every now and then, like I just pop up a you know like quiz for year three.
Like what what Real Housewife of Beverly Hills are you? Like that those sorts of quizzes on Facebook.
Yeah.
You play. You'd go them if you would, wouldn't you?
Which one? Yeah, it's like
which Real Housewife of Beverly Hills?
Which serial killer you are? You? Yeah,
Jesus. Yeah. Well,
if you were a monster,
you're definitely Charles Manson.
This has been a good finale to the podcast. I don't think we ever need to do this again.
No, that'll do. I reckon we'll call it off of that.
Yeah.
Let me just shill some jocks.
Yeah, jock shill.
Is that right?
Yeah, go for it.
Nah, go. Yeah, sponsor.
So, Aki, if I was to buy some new underwear, what where could I go?
You head to psdunderwear.com.au and you use the discount code Mitch2020 to receive 25% off any purchase unless you're a lamp because they won't fit. Did I get it?
That's different.
And that's good. Really good.
That's good. How come we can't remember to do any of our own stuff? We might
if
just have to call
snippet
in Aki
that
and
out
it.
And then just play
just
it at
plug
the end
it
of it.
You know what? We'll do that. I'll just put Aki's plug at the end of each one. And
then at the end you just have like the
even though he was really, really an objectophobe. Because lamps have dicks too.
Exactly.
Lamps have dicks.
Yeah.
And need underwear.
Lamps have dicks and feelings.
I don't think that's true.
As
but
it even has been quoted in many films.
In
I
saying that,
lamp.
I've got a touchy lamp.
And at the start of every Pixar movie, that lamp, the
lamp.
Way the way the lamp looks at you at the start of the Pixar movie after
means
it jumps
it has
on the
feelings.
Eye,
it's scared of the white women watching.
It's very seductive. It's very seductive, but it's also very sentient. It's definitely got feelings. So
yeah, absolutely.
Yeah,
it looks.
And if there's
looks
one thing
like
we
does.
Care about on this podcast is lamp rights.
Yeah, yeah. Lamp rights. We'll have cage bacon and lamp rights.
I thought it was camp rights.
Camp rights. Yeah. Okay. Camp lamps.
Camp lamps.
Yeah,
camp
and for short we'll call them.
It's a limp
camps.
Pretty good. It's the limp lamp camp rights. So, all right. Well, this has been fun. So thanks for coming and.
Yeah, it's been great.
Yeah.
And no, thanks to all our listeners as well.
Yeah.
And everyone that puts up with this shit every week.
Isn't this all the listeners here?
I think,
yeah, well, this is
all
no, I'm thinking you guys.
All
you
guys. There's more people
not
in this room.
Not that Aki's ever heard an episode his whole life.
There's more people in this room than what actually listen to our podcast. So.
And we appreciate us more than anyone else out there.
Exactly. So, well, if we can't get amused by ourselves, who can we get amused by? So,
here's to another... God, I just want to... punch your fucking head in.
It's not going to happen. It's not going to happen. If you hit me, you'd hurt your hand.
If I filled up a kettle full of water, right, and I like swung it around as fast as I could swing it around. And
like
then
a hammer throw.
Yeah, hammer throw.
You start spiraling out
into
of control.
Into his face, right? Do you reckon I could not only hit you in the face, I could make the kettle explode with boiling hot water?
I reckon you'd do
I
that.
You'd break a wrist.
The kettle would bounce. Yes. As
yes.
I can see, you'd break a wrist. The kettle would bounce off. And you'd cry, and I'd think a fly landed on me.
I would like to see a juggernaut explode through your chest.
A juggernaut? Is that a car that's losing control?
Some sort of missile.
Juggernaut is a car that's losing control.
Juggernaut.
Is it?
When I hear juggernaut, I think something's shaking very aggressively.
I
want
you to be hit with a juggernaut. I would love to see you hit with a juggernaut. Whether that be an asteroid.
Well, on that note, I'm sick of all this crap.
$50.
$50?
In my account now.